Their ways of thinking and being were precisely those that define perfectionists. Moreover, they were all, in one way or another, suffering the harmful consequences of perfectionism. This book is about what perfectionism really is, and about how to overcome this obstacle to a happier life. Like my previous book, Happier, this book too was written as a workbook. To benefit from it in a meaningful way, readers should not read straight through, as if reading a novel. Instead, I suggest reading this book slowly, with stops and starts, taking time to apply the material and to reflect on it. To help you with this process of action and reflection, there are exercises at the end of each chapter. Throughout the book, there are also time-ins, questions or ideas to consider. They provide an occasion to pause and reflect, and therefore to better understand and assimilate the material. Introduction. In the depth of winter, I finally learned that there was within me an invincible summer. Albert Camus. It was mid-January. I saw nothing around me as I cut across Harvard Yard toward the austere psychology building on the other side of campus. Once there, I stood before my professor's closed door. I raised my eyes and scanned the